In this session, we will look at two aspects of capital gains and venture capital trusts, or VCTs. First, we will deal briefly with VCT reinvestment relief. Second, we will look at what happens when VCT shares are sold. Up until the 5th of April 2004, it was possible for a taxpayer to claim VCT reinvestment relief to defer a capital gain on the sale of any asset if the taxpayer subscribed for VCT shares in the preceding or the following 12 months. To this end, VCT reinvestment relief worked in a very similar way to EIS reinvestment relief.
VCT reinvestment relief has been abolished with effect from the 6th of April 2004, so taxpayers making capital gains can no longer elect to defer those gains on subscribing for VCT shares. A VCT subscription will, however, continue to obtain income tax relief by way of a tax reducer at 30% up to a maximum subscription of £200,000. This was covered in your personal income tax course. We shall not, therefore, cover the conditions for VCT reinvestment relief.
VCT reinvestment relief worked by freezing a gain on any asset when the taxpayer subscribed for VCT shares. A gain which is frozen under VCT reinvestment relief will crystallize on a happening of a chargeable event. The most common chargeable event is the sale by an investor of his shares in the venture capital trust. You may therefore be required to deal with the crystallization of a frozen gain when VCT shares are disposed of. A gift of VCT shares is also a chargeable event.
This does not include inter-spouse disposals. If the VCT company is taken over by a non-VCT company, this will also trigger the chargeable gain. The frozen gain will also crystallize if the revenue withdraw VCT approval from the shares. This may be the case, for example, if the company does not invest at least 70% of its funds in qualifying companies or fails to satisfy the rules with regards to the distribution of its profits, etc. The death of the investor will not trigger the chargeable gain. For example, assume Vernon subscribed £50,000 in January 2004 for some newly issued £1 shares in Horizon PLC, a qualifying VCT company. In March 2004, Vernon sold an investment property for £200,000. He had bought the property several years ago for £40,000 and, after indexation, made a capital gain of £140,000. Vernon claims VCT reinvestment relief to defer part of the gain on the investment property in 2003-04. Vernon's VCT reinvestment relief will be the lower of the indexed gain, £140,000, or the VCT subscription of £50,000. Vernon will therefore claim to defer a gain of £50,000 in 2003-04, leaving a gain of £90,000. The deferred gain of £50,000 is frozen until a chargeable event takes place, for example, the sale of the VCT shares. As with the deferral of a gain prior to the 6th of April 2008 in respect of an EIS investment, if the original disposal would have qualified for entrepreneur's relief, a claim for the relief can be made when the gain comes back into charge.
Let us consider gains and losses arising on the disposal of shares in the VCT company. If VCT shares are sold at a profit, the capital gain is exempt from CGT. Unlike EIS shares, the ownership period here is irrelevant. Similarly, any losses incurred on a sale of VCT shares will never be allowable for capital gains tax purposes. Shares in a qualifying venture capital trust can therefore be added to your list of exempt assets alongside cars, wasting chattels, QCBs, etc. However, this general exemption for VCT shares only applies to the first £200,000 of shares acquired in the year. This ceiling was £100,000 before the 6th of April 2004. Any shares acquired in excess of this threshold will be chargeable assets for CGT purposes. When considering whether a chargeable gain or allowable loss arises, disposals of VCT shares are matched with acquisitions on a first-in, first-out basis, i.e., with earlier shares before later shares. The normal share matching and share pooling rules do not apply here. In the case of shares acquired on the same day, shares above the ceiling are deemed to have been sold before those below the ceiling, that is, Chargeable shares are sold before exempt shares.
By way of an example, in May 2006, Luther subscribed for 140,000 newly issued £1 shares in High Growth PLC, a qualifying VCT company. In February 2007, he acquired another 100,000 shares at a cost of £120,000. Luther has therefore acquired more than £200,000 worth of VCT shares in 2006-07, so some of these will be chargeable assets for CGT purposes. In December 2010, Luther sold 160,000 shares for £400,000. To calculate Luther's capital gain, we apply the VCT share identification rules. VCT shares are matched on a first-in, first-out basis, so the shares acquired in May 2006 are deemed to have been sold before those acquired in February 2007. We will deal with the May 2006 shares first. These shares cost £140,000. They are all, therefore, within the £200,000 exemption for 2006-07, so the disposal is exempt from CGT. We next deal with the 100,000 shares bought in February 2007 for £120,000. £140,000 of the £200,000 ceiling was used up by the shares acquired in May 2006. Therefore, only £60,000 of the threshold remains. Luther's February 2007 shares cost £120,000. Therefore, £60,000 worth of these shares, exactly half, are exempt from CGT. The other half, i.e. 50,000 shares costing £60,000, are chargeable assets.
Luther sold 160,000 shares in December 2010.
140,000 of these were acquired in May 2006 and were exempt assets. The remaining 20,000 are deemed to have been bought in February 2007, and the VCT matching rules dictate that it is the chargeable shares, i.e. those above the £200,000 annual ceiling, that are sold before the exempt shares. This will therefore trigger a chargeable gain.
Proceeds from the sale of 160,000 shares in December 2010 are £400,000.
Therefore, 20,000 shares generate proceeds of £50,000. In February 2007, Luther acquired 50,000 non-qualifying shares for £60,000. 20,000 of these shares therefore have a base cost of £24,000. The gain is £26,000. If a venture capital trust loses revenue approval, two things will happen.
First of all, the investor is treated as having sold his shares in the venture capital trust, acquired within the permitted maximum for a tax year for their market value on the day that HMRC withdraw their approval.
Because qualifying VCT shares are exempt, there is no chargeable gain at this point. The investor is then treated as having bought back the shares for their market value on the same day. The investor now has shares in a non-VCT with a base cost equal to their value on that date. This is important because shares in a non-VCT are chargeable assets for CGT purposes, so any subsequent increases in value after this date will be chargeable to capital gains tax.
There is one practice question to attempt. Katie made a capital gain of £60,000 on the sale of a painting in August 2003.
She subscribes for £40,000 of shares in a qualifying VCT in September 2003. Therefore, Katie will claim £40,000 of VCT reinvestment relief, leaving herself with a gain of £20,000. The gain of £40,000 will be frozen until the VCT shares are sold.
Katie sold the shares in the VCT in December 2010.
The VCT shares are exempt from CGT as they are within the £100,000 ceiling, so we can ignore any gains or losses on the disposal of those shares. However, the sale of the VCT shares is a chargeable event and will crystallise the frozen gain of £40,000. This concludes this session on CGT issues of venture capital trusts.